This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. For this new school year, Colorado school districts are stocked with naloxone, a medicine that can save someone overdosing on fentanyl. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on the 18 districts taking that precaution.
They range from the tiny Brush District in the Eastern Plains to the Cherry Creek School District. 45 more school districts are in the process of enrolling in a special fund that allows them to get free naloxone or Narcan. There were 46 overdose deaths in youth ages 10 to 18 last year. Most involved fentanyl. That number is rising. Mesa County law enforcement recently alerted school district officials to a new drug circulating, rainbow fentanyl. It is colorful and looks like candy. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More than 30 schools in Denver will close early today and tomorrow because of the heat. The Denver School District has 48 schools without air conditioning, and officials say some classrooms can get above 90 degrees. A list of schools closing early is at the district's website and at denverite.com. Colorado State University in Fort Collins hopes to identify finalists for its open presidency by the end of November. Derek Neubger, the president of CSU's Graduate Student Council, told the search committee he wants the next president to address concerns from postgraduate workers.
There are many departments at CSU that aren't compensated competitively or enough, and I understand that. My argument would be that grad students were drowning, and we need help.
Colorado food banks are looking for new funding as inflation has hit food pantries hard. The Clifton Christian Church Food Bank in the Grand Valley just took 6 months to spend the equivalent of last year's entire budget for food and other staples. They've also helped 1,500 more households compared to last year. Executive Director Jackie Feaster says they're still serving anyone in need.
The most important thing we can give here besides the food is love and respect, and that's what we give.
The Clifton Food Bank is getting by on grant money. It's also part of a program to distribute grocery store food that would otherwise be thrown away. Western Colorado highs near or above 100 this afternoon. This is CPR News.